Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Patriots Monday, and we are at Gillette Stadium on the first day of autumn. Curtis, a little chilly out there this morning. Actually, Shine, maybe before we get to Leeds, we could open the Window World of Boston weather window for our weather smoke, Chris Curtis, with fall here. Curtis, what do we got out there today?
Right now, in the lovely town of Foxborough, Massachusetts, it's 48 degrees. Mm. Last night, the James man wanted to go find hermit crabs at 6 o'clock, and it was freezing at the beach last night. Absolutely freezing. But yeah. It's going to be 70 today, afternoon high of 71.
Did you tell him the last time you got crabs it was at Boston College?
I did.
Yes, you did.
They serve those on Fridays at BC.
All right, Window World, you can get a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month from Window World Boston. So let's get right to it, Chime.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Fry, and the heat is on, and Leeds this morning are brought to you by Subaru of New England. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I'm sure there's a theme here, Shime, your lead this morning?
That's just a general reference to the New England Patriots, because my lead this morning, Greg, is thus. 702 touches since his freshman year at Ohio State without a fumble. 702 touches. Ramondre Stevenson can't go like 20 without fumbling the football. For the love of everything that is good in this world, can we please start putting Travion Henderson in the game more? Like these other running back, like I understand Ramondre had a great week last week. That was awesome. It was great. But the guy just puts the ball on the carpet constantly. It happened a ton last year and clearly hasn't changed. Not once, twice in this game, one of which came on the 1 yard line. Like, dude, hold on to the football. It's not like guys are always punching at it either. It's just, he just is very sloppy with the way he holds the football, and one hit and it just kind of squirts out. And it's like, I'm sick and tired of it, man. I don't get it. You drafted this kid in the second round primarily because he's a really explosive player. He can impact the game, and he doesn't fumble. 702 touches between his freshman year at Ohio State and his current status in the NFL. He has not fumbled the football. Can we please, for the love of God, play Travion Henderson more? That's my lead.
I mean, it shouldn't be a surprise to you either because he did it all season last season.
Right.
So you knew it was going to happen.
It's not. It shouldn't be a surprise.
No. And Shyam, I agree with you entirely. Although I heard noted football expert Greg Bedard say that the reason behind this is that Travion Henderson will get beat up if he plays more than he's playing. That they think that it will be an issue for. They think this is the best use of Travion Henderson to use him sparingly in these games so that you don't overuse him early and don't have him at the end of the year.
I also wonder, and that's why I asked Vrabel, the confidence, because he struggled since the beginning of the season when it comes to pass protection. So I wonder if they feel like maybe it could be a little bit overwhelming if he's getting the ball a lot and then we're asking him to play on third down and be a blitz pickup guy. So, I mean, I agree with Shyam. I would rather see Henderson out there, but for whatever reason.
And like Curtis, I understand that original way of thinking, right? But as soon as Ramondre fumbles on the first drive of the game, it shouldn't even be a question. Like on the 1 yard line, he should not be the one getting the ball at that point. He's already fumbled in the game. He should sit his ass out. If you want to up to that point, because again, Ramondre had a great game last week. He deserves the start. He's been pretty good so far this season. But as soon as he puts the ball on the ground and shows you that it's no different from last year, Henderson needs to be in there on short yardage situations. Has to be.
In the Twitch chat, a suggestion that a good coach can drill the fumbling issues away. It's not a Stevenson problem.
I don't believe that's necessarily the case.
Because there was who was a fumbler early in his career?
Adrian Peterson was a brutal fumbler.
And then I also want to say Sean Alexander.
And you saw what they did in the program. They made the running back carry the ball on
Omar
the claps.
Yeah, make sure you're walking around with that ball. I even think maybe early in his career, maybe Tiki Barber with the Giants.
Yep.
It might have been a fumbler, but I think there's just way of, because if you look at the fumble, Shyam's right. The first one, he just muffs it away himself. It wasn't like a punch out. And even the second one, I was looking for like, where did somebody punch it out or where did somebody yank it out? And it wasn't.
Wait, was that Peppers who got him or was that Peppers who got Gibson's?
Scott Gibson. And he just, Peppers just really cut him down too. Like, you know, so it's more about having it a little bit high and tight. But if you look at Steve, you have to be, because you have to be secure of the football, but you still got to be a runner. There was a pass that Austin Hooper caught, and he turns upfield, and rather than running and trying to pick up yards, he puts two hands on the ball.
Yeah, and kind of stood there.
And he's just like, I'm going to run. You guys are going to tackle me.
It looked awkward.
But it just shows like you got to secure. That means you're afraid to run without securing it like that, because you're afraid you're gonna fumble it. But there has to be a fine line in being aggressive as a runner but protecting the ball.
All right, Chime, thank you. More leads coming up next. We are at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday after a loss, and we'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.